I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, June 14th. According to state police, Milton troopers responded to a two-car crash on Unquity Road near the intersection with Chickatobit Road, where one car had rolled over. One occupant was found unresponsive on the scene and taken to Boston Medical Center. That crash is still under investigation. Federal investigators are in their final week of reviewing the safety of the MBTA and have already asked agency officials to get to work on several areas of concern. They include ensuring adequate staff is present in the Operations Control Center, safe operations within train yards to prevent incidents, addressing delayed track maintenance, and getting employees certified or recertified in their jobs. The federal investigation was launched after a fatality on the Red Line at the Broadway station. The wall that surrounds Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy will be getting some repairs this year. Mayor Thomas Koch says sections of the wall will be rebuilt and other areas will see repointing and some other structural reinforcement. The wall is 85 years old. It was part of the President Franklin Roosevelt's Works Progress Administration program. Work will begin this month and be completed in the fall. A second phase of the project may involve restoring the pedestrian bridge to Hancock Street from the home stands. Funding for phase one will come from the Community Preservation Committee. Massachusetts residents will soon be able to get their hands on more at-home COVID tests. Baker administration announced that it's sending more than 2 million rapid test kits to the majority of cities and towns in the state. Total of 264 out of the state's 351 cities and towns have requested the tests. It will be up to each municipality to determine how to distribute the tests. Cities and towns will receive the tests over the next 2 weeks. Quincy is set to receive over 34,000 tests. Well, a graduation ceremony at Charlestown High School in Boston was interrupted by a shooting that happened nearby. Boston police said ballistic damage was found yesterday afternoon near the intersection of Polk Street and Walford Way, across from Charlestown High School. Several cars were struck by bullets, but nobody was hurt. Nobody was arrested. The shooting is not connected to Charlestown High, but the incident disrupted graduation ceremonies, which will be rescheduled. Check of business news. Stocks are down. The Dow lost 876. NASDAQ dropped 530. S&P fell 151. Asian stocks are down. Oil is at $120 a barrel. And sports. Celtics lose Game 5 in Golden State last night, 104-94. And Game 6 comes back to Boston Thursday night at 9 p.m. Red Sox take on Oakland at Fenway tonight at 7. Forecast, sunny today, dry, low 80s. Clear tonight, low 58. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high in the mid-70s. Hazy, warm, and humid on Thursday, high 80. Scattered showers and storms Friday, high of 84. For the boater, waves about a foot. Light northwesterly wind becomes southeast later today. High tide just before noon. Sunrise at 5:06, set at 8:21. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, June 14th.